Manu Patra alerts dated 3 August 2018. Supreme Court has directed Jammu and Kashmir authorities to prepare within a month a plan to phase out the use of mules to carry pilgrims from Katra base camp to Vaishno Devi shrine and to rehabilitate mule owners. Supreme Court has said that matrimonial sanctity is an issue, but the penal provision on adultery is apparently violative of right to equality under the Constitution as it treats married men and married women differently. Supreme Court has issued notices to the Centre and Bihar government seeking detailed report over Bihar's Muzaffarpur shelter home, where at least 34 girls, aged between 7 and 17, were raped over a period of time. Supreme Court has allowed defreezing of bank account of Adarsh Cooperative Housing Society Limited by furnishing security of the land in which the housing complex is situated. Supreme Court has directed National Building Construction Corporation, NBCC, to undertake all unfinished housing projects of Amrapali Group and file within 30 days a comprehensive plan and time frame within which construction will be completed. Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions to revamp judicial infrastructure and the quality of justice administration in courts across the country, saying strengthening of court infrastructure requires immediate attention. Supreme Court has quashed the appointment of Lieutenant General Sanjeev Chopra as Director General of Medical Services, Army, saying proper and valid consideration was not done while applying the criteria of seniority and suitability for his appointment. Uttarakhand High Court has struck down as unconstitutional a state rule denying maternity leave to female government employees for their third child. Delhi High Court has said that Aam Aadmi Party legislators accused of holding offices of profit cannot force the Election Commission to cross-examine the petitioner who filed a complaint against them. Delhi High Court has extended the interim protection granted to the in-laws of their hostess who allegedly committed suicide recently till the 17th of September. Delhi High Court has directed Amazon Seller Services to delist some sellers on its platform after Beverly Hills Polo Club said they were selling fake products of the US brand on the e-commerce site. Delhi High Court has confirmed its interim order restraining producer Vashu Bagnani's company from publishing any public notices claiming rights in the movie Fanny Khan. A Kerala court has passed his restraint order in a suit filed against the makers of the film Cow and alleging copyright infringement. Mumbai bench of National Company Law Tribunal has admitted Prabhag, India, Limited for insolvency resolution, making it the fourth company from the textile and garment sector to attempt loan resolution in bankruptcy courts. Lok Sabha has unanimously passed the 123rd Constitutional Amendment Bill, 2018, that provides constitutional status to the Commission for Other Backward Classes, OBCs.